This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. An Italian court has now cleared 24-year-old American Amanda Knox and her former boyfriend of murder. The two were convicted of killing British student Meredith Kircher back in 2007. The pair have maintained their innocence throughout. The court has now quashed the convictions after independent forensic investigators sharply criticized police scientific evidence. Kircher's half-naked body with more than 40 wounds and a deep gash across her throat was found in 2007 in the same apartment that she shared with Knox. Italian prosecutors can appeal the latest court ruling. However, if Knox returns to the United States as expected, she will have to be extradited if the charges are to be refiled. European Union's top economic official now says that they're going over the books now that it appears Greece isn't likely to reach its economic goals this year. Olli Rehn, the European Commissioner for Economic and Monetary Affairs, has been meeting with officials in Luxembourg following word this past weekend that Greece is going to come up short in its deficit reduction goals for both this year and likely next year. Greece's revelation is now calling into question whether Athens is going to receive the next installment of its EU IMF bailout. Greece doesn't receive 8 billion euros by mid-October. The country could go bankrupt, leaving the government unable to pay either pensions or government salaries. The Greek cabinet's draft budget for next year has revealed that the government also believes the economy is going to remain in recession next year. Tunisia's interim president is now putting out a new call for more humanitarian assistance to his country. At the same time, Fouad Mebazaa has also taken time to blast Europe's treatment of Tunisian refugees in Italy. Speaking to the UN's High Commission for Refugees' annual meeting, Mebazaa has spoken of his bitterness toward Europe, saying the Tunisian refugees who fled the unrest in his country earlier this year should have been granted assistance and hospitality rather than being repatriated. He also notes that there are some 4,000 Libyan refugees living in camps in the south of Tunisia. Thousands of people in North Africa have become refugees this year after fleeing the unrest in their respective countries. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin now says that he wants to bring ex-Soviet states into a Eurasian Union. Suggestion has been made in an article which appears to outline his first foreign policy initiative ahead of his likely return to the Kremlin as the country's next president. Putin says the new union would build on an existing customs union with Belarus and Kazakhstan. He says the customs union could be expanded to take in the Central Asian republics of Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan. Putin is set to run in next year's presidential election in Russia and is widely expected to be easily swept back into power. Fighting is once again flaring up in the city of Sirte in Libya. 8 fighters with Libya's ruling National Transitional Council have been killed and another 39 wounded in the fighting. The resumption of the fighting comes after a slight 2-day reprieve to allow people to get out of Muammar Gaddafi's hometown. Meantime, leaders of the National Transitional Council have now named a new cabinet. Cabinet members are promising to step down after the country is fully secured. Selection of the new cabinet puts to an end weeks of political infighting among members of the NTC. At the same time, Mustafa Abdul Jalil, the head of the National Transitional Council, also promising to name a new transitional government within a month after they declare liberation. Emergency officials in southern China have now upgraded the rainstorm alert in advance of Typhoon Nalgae to the second highest level. A number of tidal stations off Hainan, Guangdong, and Fujian are expected to see tides exceeding safety levels. Nalgae is currently located over the South China Sea, about 350 kilometers from Sanya. Tourists planning to go into southern China are being warned to be flexible with their travel plans, given that both sea and air travel could be affected. The Nobel Committee has now decided to give out its annual award for medicine posthumously. Normally, the Nobel Prizes are not awarded to people who are dead. However, the committee has now decided to give out the award to Ralph Steinman. Steinman, a Canadian scientist who helped develop a new cancer therapy based on his research into the body's immune system, died at virtually the same time the Nobel Committee announced that he had won the award. As such, the committee has decided that Steinman, who had been treating his own cancer with the same therapy he pioneered, will share the award with 2 other researchers. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.